Good evening, everybody. It's time. We're going to learn from the Satanet Parshat Nitzavim, Shna Tov Beish Mem Aleph. In these editions, on page 243, in these editions, it's the third paragraph of Shna Tov Beish Mem Aleph. Torah in Parshat Nitzavim says, how Moshe Rabbeinu turns to us and says, Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zay, that's the Lechim mitzvah ha-yoy. Rashi says it means the mitzvah of Lord. The person that before said, Ki shma b'chol ha-shem yotav. Shmor mitzvah ha-zay. The shmor means to learn, not just to be mekayim, learn in order to be mekayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu is now ending or completing the process of and what's beginning is going to be our whole era, glorious era of Torah Shabbat, a whole era of learning that's not only based on what it says, and it's based on what it says plus how we understand it, plus how the Rebbe explains it, right? Plus the Gimel, Yud Gimel Midrash, Torah the Judges, Torah Shabbat. And Moshe says, Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zaytash ha-mitzvah ha-tzavcha ha-yoy, lo nifleit hi-mimma. It's not far away or hidden, mysterious. Lo nifleit, it's not too far away for you to grasp, for you to involve yourself fully in this term. Lo v'shamayim hi-lemor mi-yalo na-shamayim mi-tzchelvar, yesh-meruas, v'nasam. Lo v'em-layom hi. It's not across the oceans, how am I going to get there? Mi-yalom v'lever ha-yom, mi-tzchelvar, yesh-meruas. On this pasuk about the accessibility of Torah, the Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah says, with that we begin, the Medrash, HaPoseach V'HaChosem B'Torah, person who begins to read from the Torah, V'HaChosem, and the last person to read from the Torah, Mevarech L'Fanah V'Achareha. Worm Gil explains that you could, Ikedidina, have the first aliyah open with a bracha, and the last aliyah close with the bracha, Asher Nosnu L'Teres Amen, and no brachas needed in the middle. Ah, but because there will be people coming late or leaving early, and they won't understand that the bracha earlier was already made. So you have a second aliyah, the third aliyah, and you see the person come up and read from the Torah without making a bracha. They'll think that there's no bracha in the moment. So the idea of having a bracha before and after each aliyah is because of how important the bracha is. You shouldn't have people think that we're reading Torah without the bracha. The Medrash says, and then the Medrash goes on to explain that there are those who Torah is not accessible to them. Malachim is going to quote the Pasuk in Iyot, V'nelma me'enei kol chai. And the chai is referring to the level of chayos hakodesh. The malachim, they don't have Torah. They don't have it, don't study it, don't fulfill it. And then the pasuk continues and says, u'me'ofe shemayim mistura. The highest ofis that fly in the shemayim, it's hidden from them. It's referring to the malachim, higher than the chai. They have no Torah. In Israel, we do. So, out of appreciation, we have to say Brachas Torah before we learn. Why here? What's the point of this medrash? Why is this, you know, HaPoseach V'HaKosim V'Baruch V'Fanel V'Acharel, why here on these sukim of Leib HaShemayim here, V'Lemeh V'Layom here? Why here? We don't learn that you have to make a bracha from these sukim. Other sukim from which we learn that you don't have to make a bracha. According to most Paiskim, bracha and a Torah, certainly if a person didn't yet say Brachas Torah, the opening bracha before his aliyah would be a derisive. But that's not what the psukim say. What's the connection? Let's see it inside. The Medrash goes on to say, Mitzvah atem oistin al olami. You're doing a mitzvah for the sake of my world. Because, you can look at the bottom here, footnote number 6 has it more fully. You're doing a mitzvah for my whole world. She'ilmolei ha-Torah. If not for Torah being studied, learned, lived, the whole world would cease to be. We'd go back to Torah B'Vayah the way it was before right here. Teirish. She'ein b'yachayles shum b'riya l'ftach b'Torah. no created entity, nothing in Maaseh Bereishis but Adam. And Adam, of course, here we mean Yisrael, is capable of being Hoseach the Torah. Notice the Lashon in the Medrash is Liftach. Rak v'nei Yisrael k'moshe kasuv, v'nei lo me'ani kol chai, the Medrash said. The Malachim afilu. No place and no possession of Torah. It was v'nei Yisrael, who karav. So that's the point. Ki karav elecha hadavar ma'oid. The next pasuk yudalev. Ki karav elecha hadavar ma'oid. Torah is so accessible to you. I've made it that way. I've made you that way, and I've made the Torah that way. That's why you make a bracha out of appreciation, not just the beauty of Torah, the importance of Torah, but the accessibility of Torah. Somebody asks him, well, why do you have to say brachos of Torah? Well, it's a holy, yes. Why do you have to say before you leave? Oh, because of the covenant of Sibur, yes. But deeper, what's the real point in the bracha? An appreciation of it, yes. And even deeper? An appreciation of how accessible the Torah is to you. And Sassemus is going to go on to say, not just any Torah, your Torah. Your Torah. Your very personal Torah. How courageous it is. Waiting, just waiting for you to mine it out like a treasure, like right beneath your feet. In and amongst us in Klal Yisrael, there is a particular chelik in Torah, lechol ish Yisrael, belonging to, and that's a part of the destined accomplishment of the neshama of each individual yid, miyuchad, individually crafted in the highest of realms, together where the neshama itself was made. A chelik b'Torah lechol ish Yisrael she'ein acher yochol lifteach rakhu. Notice how he uses lifteach. In other words, there's a locker. I just read the other day, they said that in Beit Shemesh, they're helping people deliver packages to each other. You saw that? You saw? There's going to be a place where there are lockers and you could put something in and I guess somehow arrange for someone to take something out. Baruch Hashem. Whatever it is, the point is, in Yoneinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bi'zah, and he created the Torah. And the way it's explained in the Orchis Chaim, Sefarot HaBelezah HaGadol, every Yid has a Shtikl Torah that's his. Not just one Shtikl Torah. But all the Torah that you're going to learn, the way you're going to learn it, how you're going to learn it, how you're going to understand it, how you're going to give it over, and what it does for you, what it makes out of you, is different for Reuven, and special for Shimon, and unique to Yehuda and Levi, b'chulei, b'chulei, b'chulei. Every year. See this, we understand this, right? Because we're one of the Rebbeim who was mafarish in, was the Radzina, was mafarish in the Tzavot, Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, and he said, there are shishim libu oisias in the Torah, and there are shishim libu neshamas in Klal Yisrael. Meaning that every neshama has a certain type of relationship to a certain body of Torah that only that neshama has such a relationship to. That means when you have a havana, when you have a sense of what a pasuk means, what a rashi means, what a line in the Gemara means, that way you understand it, and the way it moves you, and what it says to you is your Pesach, you're being Peseach, you're opening up a treasure that's uniquely yours. And only you have the key to it. Only this individual has the key to it. Uberishayne Matsinu came, the Midrashim, Uberzer HaKadosh, they have countless Midrashim where you see that one Amayra, or one Tanah after another Tanah, after another Tanah, Pesach Kol Echad, and that's the word used. Pesach. You notice that you've seen the Midrashim, it's Pesach. So it doesn't mean simply to open, meaning to begin his talk. It means that he opened up a passageway of knowledge and light which no other Tana opened. A pathway opened by that Tana. And you can find midrashim like that in Gemara. This one was said, this drasha. On the same word in Tanakh, one after the other, successive, new ideas. Because each one was saying, Kol Echad Mehem, was saying his own derech, ba'isi pasik, ba'isi tev of a terech. Each was saying his way, his understanding, his path, his opening into the meaning of that pasik or of that word in the terech. Are you going to say, yeah, I guess, but that's a tanoim, a roim, it does in Rosh Yeshiva. Okay. He says, indeed. Yesh v'ha'amin. You have to have this be'amuna. And then, if you believe it, you'll do it. And you'll feel it when you talk to learn, and when you think and talk and discuss. Shigam l'pshute b'nei Yisrael. Yesh kol echad, kol echad. Pshut seven elisot. It's the simplest yid. You know, Maaser use that expression. You know, pushes the yid. But you think about how deep and how complicated and how rich the personality of the neshama of a yid is. There's no such thing as a pushes the yid. So when you hear that expression, a pushes the yid, you should know. There's no such thing as a pashas yid. Shutei b'nei Yisrael. Yesh l'kol echad echad. So that's why we daven. V'sein chelkeinu v'soyro secho. We say it again and again and again. Because every yid has his own chelek in Torah. I remember once we had kaburas. I was still a bachur. We had kaburas. We were learning. I'm not sure if it was Baba Basra's mom, or whether it was Shabbos mom. But it was after I already was in my Rebbe Rav Aaron Shechter, Rav Aaron Zatzal just passed away 2 weeks ago. We had kaburas, went out of the main Bais Medrash, and we had kaburas of four of us, and each week, at the end of the week, one of us would say, try to be machadish, or explain the sugya. And I remember once that my Rebbe Rav Aaron walked by on the way into the Bais Medrash, he would pass us, and he had such a shine on his face when he saw us. And it wasn't just because we were learning. I understood that the shine was coming forth because he so much enjoyed the fact that we were trying to not just learn, but to learn and to find a new way or a new path, a new explanation, and then share it. Which, of course, that's what the idea of the Chabur is. The idea of the Chabur is to urge whoever's saying on into finding something that will help others understand more, which means to give over something that's really founded. Discovered, if you will, in a certain way, by that particular Talmud. And I think that's why, I know, that that's why he was so happy when he saw us in that Kabur, in that situation. Because, Pshut Ebenei Yisrael, Yesh L'chol Echot Tev, everybody else. And then he goes on, he says, V'gam Zeh Nechlal B'remez HaPosek. Right? Lo B'Shemayimi. Meaning, not just that it doesn't belong to the Malachim. Lo B'Shemayimi, Shalei Nitna Torah Rak L'Ishei Elohim. Don't think, you know, that the person who's got Shemayim is all about him. Oh, this Yid, you know, he's a holy Yid. He's a heavenly Yid, a heavenly Jew. For him, the Torah, and what it makes him think and feel and how he understands it, that's what Torah is for. But for me, no! Why am I Shemayim? Shalai nitin the Torah rak l'ishel akim? That's not true. Rak gam l'pshut de'anoshim. Va'al zeh tzrichin levarech. Mikhaidim, esek ha-Torah. Before you learn Torah, you make a bracha, lizkar, to remember ki matana gedolah nitn lanu me'Hashem b'sparach. It's a great gift, not just that it's a gift to Torah. She'yiyeh lanu yecheles l'stoyach, that we can have a chish, that we can have our own something, our own havana, our own pshat. And we know that sometimes you have an idea, and then you find it in another sefer, or you machavim to what one of the gedolim says. How does that make you feel? You feel fantastic. And you say, Baruch Shekivani. Because the idea of coming to something that's true is what, and true with a capital T, truth is not just something that's real and that's not false, but something that's of Getlucham. Natura, something that's HaKadosh Baruch. It's HaKadosh Baruch himself. The Torah is a reflection of him. How can you come close to him? By the truth that you just discovered. How exciting that is.
It was much less than nobody says what you're saying. Then be alert.
I'm sorry?
Much worse when you discover something.
Yeah.
And for a long time you didn't find anybody who said it. Be alert.
But eventually you'll find someone who said it. Maybe hoping. No. Or that's a chiddush, and that's why you say it over. But that's why you say it over to other people. To see, you know. If it works or not, you know, and if it makes sense, and they're going to have a kasha on it. I mean, the most perplexing thing is when you're learning, and you have a kasha that you know everybody asks this kasha, and maybe it's a b'kvega, and he blives with a tzorach in, and you think you have an answer. Oh boy, that's really a dilemma because deep down, even on the surface, you know. Wait a minute. There's got to be something very wrong with my answer. If the Rebbe says Tzorachim, I think I have an answer. So I think that, but that's the mishmash, right? That's the whole joy of it, to find these truths. Rav Baruch Beth was known to be very excited about his learning. There was a great rov, and maybe Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva in the Bnei Brak, called Rav Chaim Dinkel. He was for Rav Chaim Yosef Dinkel. He was for a while by Rav Baruch Ber when the yeshiva was moving. Rav Baruch Ber founded the yeshiva originally in Slavovka, and then during World War I they had to move to Minsk, and they were, because of the front, the war and the battles, they were displaced until finally afterwards they came to Kamenev.
Yeah.
But before that they were moving around a bit or a lot, and of Yosef Dinkel had to be with Rav Baruch Ber in the Baruch Ber's house in where Rav Baruch Ber was living. And he go to sleep, sleeping both of them at night. In the middle of the night, Rav Baruch Ber gets up and runs over to where he's sleeping. And shuffles him, starts waking him, because he has a chiddush, a svar in what they're learning. And the Baruch Baruch Rebbetzin's wife says to him, "Lock him up, leave him alone, shluch, he's sleeping." And the Baruch Baruch said, "Nick, you didn't sin. He's going to appreciate it. He's going to want that I woke him up. He's going to appreciate it because he's so excited, you know, about the chiddush, because that's what it is. That's the joy. That's the excitement." And for that kind of a love and that kind of a gift that you have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you the ability to understand and to question and to answer and to grasp then onto such truth and such beauty, oh, it's Karev Elecha. That's why there's a bracha. That's the Pshat in the Medrash. So it's because of the very last pasuk after Lo Yibashamayim Hi, not by Malachim. Lo Yibashamayim Hi, not by even the biggest Talmidei Chachamim. No. Ki karev elecha, whoever you want. Ki karev elecha hadavar ma'oid. Reficha uvevavcha. And for that you have to say a bracha. That's karev elecha. How acceptable the Torah is if you just try. That you have the achelus to start the Torah. The way he says it. Then he says, Ba'achaisen, Hu shekibin sheyesh kach l'ish Yisrael l'ftach or ha-Torah, Al kein tzarach l'shmar atzmai ma'oid. Torah has to accomplish something inside a person. It has to cause the person to be now closer to Hashem and a bigger Yirei Shamayim. Not only is he happy, not only does he feel good, or Chalila, have some gaiva, no, Adarab. If it's done what it's supposed to do, it causes the person to have a deeper understanding and then a deeper sense of awe. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say the bracha after. The bracha afterwards is, so to speak, now that I want this, and it's done so much. It's done so much for me, potentially. I shouldn't lose it. Not just not lose the knowledge, but not lose what it's done to change me. Because it's all about not this world. It's about Chai Olam, not the Vizachain. It's about having a sense of Yerushalayim. He goes on to say, that's why what the Gemara says, when a person learns, if afterwards, it's not followed by more Yiras Shemayim, so then it's like a person who doesn't have a house, but he has a beautiful entranceway, beautiful doorway. You know, there are stories, I don't know, maybe here also, but I know back in the States, I remember seeing, you know, a store, basically all they sold was beautiful, grand, hand-carved, and various door entranceways to a house. Beautiful doors. That was a whole store. It's just doors. But not just any door. Beautiful entranceway doors. So imagine if somebody has just a beautiful entranceway. Behind it, you open it up, vanished. There's nothing there. But the Gemara says, if after we learn, it doesn't mean and it doesn't come into it, this tremendous sense of Yiras Shamayim in us, so it's like having a beautiful doorway and nothing behind. Because if we were learning correctly, then we learn and we enter into a place and into a state of Yiras Haremimus, the likes of which we didn't have and weren't in before we did this work. So he says, "V'hen beis habachinus." That's how you're supposed to learn. D'chiru v'rechimu. Out of Yira and Ahava. Shetzirzen l'shtatach oisof l'chol mitzvah l'chol eisekah. So with the Ahava and the appreciation of Kikarad al-Ahava Hadlava, that's why we make the bracha before we learn. Before the Aliyah. The bracha afterwards is to say that we have to hold on to what we've gained in our inside, in our Yiras Hashem. You find new Torah and you learn because of the Ahava that drives you forward, and the Karev Bracha demands a bracha. And hence the bracha after. It's a very profound idea. That the bracha after the Kriyas HaTorah, then, because normally, you know, when do you say bracha? After. Right? If it's a tilos, so sometimes there's a way of saying a bracha after, right? So there's a bracha before, so there's a bracha after. Right? But why is there a bracha after? What kind of a mitzvah do you do? And after you do the mitzvah, there's a bracha. You light candles for Hanukkah, you like giving a bracha. Not then. No bracha after. Right? Maybe it's Shabbos. Shabbos taka, there is such an idea, right? You take in the Shabbos with a bracha, there are those who hold Havdolah, it's also a bracha in their lives. Here, in the case of Torah, the bracha after, says the Sassanis, is because what you're supposed to have gained is something so deep and so important in newfound Yiras Shemayim, but it shouldn't be lost. The Ha'ara, meaning the new energy and the new enlightened state that you're in and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should have Shmir. Should have to bring you to Chai Olam Lotam. So that's all what the Medrash means when it says on these psukim, Ki HaMitzvah Zoyis HaShem Nech Metam Chayim Loi Neflai Sinem Loi Mishulai Loi Me'evel Ayom Ki Karev Elach HaHadav Ma'ok, says the Medrash Batera HaPuseach V'HaChaysen Batera, which is so accessible to you, Mevorach Lefaneha V'Acharea, because if you have appreciation of it and what it's doing for you and what it is and how accessible it, and what possibilities it has for you and how you personally have a chelik in it, you have to say a bracha on it like you would say a bracha on the greatest talent treasure, and then another bracha that you should keep the treasure and keep it for the right purposes and in the right way. Now, I'm very, very happy. Erev Yom Tov, Thursday night next week. It's Erev Yom Tov. What about Rosh Hashanah? I will miss Rosh Hashanah. Prepare something.